The lights are on, but the General Services Administration has a lot of vacancies in its acquisition pantheon, and there's no administrator yet. No appointment, even. In a situation like this, contractors need a strategy. For some tips, we turn to Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, from your point of view, what does it look like from the outside at GSA these days?
Tom, from the outside, GSA is definitely an agency in transition, perhaps even more so than other federal agencies at this juncture of the Trump administration. As you mentioned in your intro, the agency is without an administrator, with no administrator nominated. There is also no deputy administrator, so we have two of the top positions at the agency vacant. We have a brand new commissioner at GSA's Federal Acquisition Service who's new to the agency, and we have an acting deputy commissioner backing that person up. What that means is that there's going to be a lot of internal confusion inside GSA anytime when you have some missing pieces, when you have some new people coming in, particularly who are new in their positions. You're going to have some disruption. You're going to have inevitably a round of internal meetings to make sure that agency operations run as smoothly as possible. But we're running up against all of this right now in the last 3 months of the federal fiscal year, when a lot of contractors and a lot of government agencies are turning to the General Services Administration for help in getting year-end acquisitions done. So what I'm recommending to contractors is to dial down the noise at the top, work with the people in the line levels of GSA, particularly in the assisted acquisition services parts of the agency, that should be able to be more focused. After all, it's their job now, too, to help contractors and help agencies come together to conduct business at year-end. And the rest of the stuff that's going on at GSA may take care of itself.
Mary Davey, of course, is the career person who is acting deputy commissioner, correct?
Correct. And she's a very dynamic individual. Her services are really very highly needed by the Federal Acquisition Service right now. Alan Thomas, the new commissioner, just coming in this week, he's going to need somebody to guide him around and help him navigate the waters of the Federal Acquisition Service. There's probably no better person to do that than Mary Davey. Mary, very talented, certainly knows where a lot of things are inside FAS, and very good person. Detailing her over to be the acting deputy commissioner, though, means that some of the projects that she's been overseeing, big things like the award of the enormous Enterprise Information Service contract and the coming award of Alliant 2 contracts, those could take a hit in terms of timing. Now, the people at GSA with whom I've spoken said absolutely not, things are going to move ahead as normal, and we certainly hope that's the case. But I think that both contractors and government agencies that are anticipating these contracts should anticipate some degree of delay when you have a lot of new people coming in and your experienced hands have to help them get up to speed.
And those aren't trivial matters. Alliant 1 has been a huge revenue pass-through contracting vehicle for GSA, same with EIS. And so contractors have already put a lot into getting onto those contracts when the selection is made. So you really can't, you know, in good conscience, delay it very long.
Can't delay it very long, not only from the contractor perspective, but particularly, Tom, from the buyer perspective. There are reportedly significant projects that are already in the queue for particularly the EIS contract, but I've also been told for Alliant 2. These are projects that will go to support critical agency missions, and not the least of which are the president's calling for updating and modernizing telecommunications and IT infrastructure. These are projects, Tom, that would fit right in with the president's mandate here. And so it would be in everybody's best interest to be able to get the contracts in place, get the projects underway so that we can get the upgrades that government agencies need.
We're We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and switching gears here for a moment. Something that's been talked about a lot around town is the Homeland Security Department's cancellation of its flexible, agile support for the Homeland or flash procurement. This was a lot of vendors, I think 111 bidders, and they had a couple of rounds with protests, and now they just threw out the whole thing. What is that signaling?
Tom, I think it signals a couple of things, but and you could look at it as both a tactical level issue and a strategic level issue. I prefer to look at the flash issue from a strategic level issue. This was an attempt by the Department of Homeland Security to do something innovative, do an innovative acquisition approach to ensuring the agency had access to agile software solutions. And while they made some definite mistakes with the procurement, anytime, Tom, that you get nine protests right in a row with your award decision, you know that something might be wrong. So there were definitely some mistakes made. But I don't want to say that those mistakes are enough to mean that government agencies, whether it's DHS or anybody else, shouldn't try an innovative acquisition approach. I think the best thing we can say about the DHS procurement is that the senior people inside the agency understand the mistakes they were made. They're conducting their internal review right now. These are people who are very highly regarded in the acquisition community. I have little doubt that they will learn from these mistakes and come back, whether it's an agile software or something else, with another innovative procurement. I don't want to have a specific instance where there were a couple of contracting mistakes made sink the whole idea of innovation. We need more innovation in government acquisition right now than less.
But you can't back edit documents on source selection and present them.
No, you can't. And that was, you can't move the goalposts after the game has ended and readjust the score, which is essentially what DHS did with evaluating the offers they received. And that's why they got nine protests. And that was one of the reasons why they decided to cancel the procurement. Hidden also in here, Tom, is another statement that DHS officials made that's very telling, and that is they admitted that they may not have the expertise necessary internally to properly evaluate agile software solutions. Now, that's a big statement, but really what you could do is you could switch out DHS for almost any other civilian agency and switch in some other technical term for agile software, and that would be a true statement throughout much of government. Government today, Tom, unfortunately lacks the internal resources to do a lot of technology evaluations, to do a lot of evaluations for anything that is not a tried and true solution. And if they do have to evaluate those complex, cutting-edge type of solutions, they often have to rely on industry to tell them what they're looking at. That's a larger discussion in terms of what we need from our government and what people should expect internally from the government to be able to have adequate training, adequate staff in-house to be able to evaluate and analyze and even ask for the right thing that your agency needs. But again, I don't want to say that this was necessarily a huge negative for DHS. In fact, I give them an A for being upfront and honest, talking about something that really a lot of people in government acquisition already knew, and that is that government, when they're going out to buy a complex, particularly a complex technological solution, might need to rely a little bit more on the private sector than most people would think in order for them to end up getting what they need. And that's worthy of its own discussion.
Right now, we'll just give them an A for effort, no place to hide. Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Thanks so much.
Tom, thank you, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
Find a link to his blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.